Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. Today we are thinking about our place in life, who we are today, who we would like to be, and perhaps even who we have been in the past. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 19, "So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household." We see the difference between these people here in Ephesus. They were once strangers and aliens, foreigners, but then had become fellow citizens in God's household. How sad to think of someone who simply is out of place or does not belong. They are considered strangers and foreigners. But how wonderful it is to become a fellow citizen in the same household. Also in verse 20, Paul says, "Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit." What a contrast that we were once strangers and foreigners, but now have been accepted into the greatest fellowship in the history of man, the body of Christ, the church, the family of God. By the blood of Jesus Christ, this is possible. So perhaps today as you are listening, you feel like you are a stranger or a foreigner, that you don't fit in, maybe don't belong. My friend, you can become a fellow citizen in God's household through Jesus Christ today. As we look back on the topics that we have studied this week, we remember that on Monday that we were once dead, but through Jesus we have been made alive. And that is a spiritual death from Isaiah chapter 59 in verse 2, where our sin creates a separation between us. In James 1:15, where sin brings forth death. But we are made alive in Jesus from Colossians 2 in verse 13. And we also remember from Tuesday that we were once an old man, but now we can be a new man in Jesus Christ, that the evil practices disappear with the old man, and the new man in Christ bears the image of Christ. And on Wednesday, we talked about being alienated, being isolated, and being brought back together or reconciled through Jesus. When we are separated from God, we're isolated, and yet we can be brought back together from Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. And on Thursday, we remember that we spoke about being far off or being far away from God and then being brought near once again from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 13. "In Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." And we saw the connection between baptism and coming in contact with the blood of Christ and the important role that baptism plays in that. Friend, if there's any of these things that you feel is describing you, we would invite you to come worship and study with us at the Oakland Church of Christ. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road in Athens, Alabama, near the corner of Newcutt Road and Townsend Ford Road. We meet every Sunday morning at 9:30, where we have Bible classes for everyone, where the Bible is studied in depth and you would be blessed with a knowledge of God's inspired Word. After Bible classes, our worship service begins at 10:20, and we meet again on Sunday evenings for worship at 5. We also meet every Wednesday evening at 7 for Bible classes. We also have classes for teenagers and other young people to attend and to discuss topics that are relevant to their daily lives and to help build friendships so that they can overcome in today's world. Please check out our website, churchofchristatoakland.com, where you can hear recent sermons, see upcoming events, access online resources, and you can even replay this radio show online at any time. We would also love for you to visit our Facebook page. You will find that we are a group of people who love each other and are united in our service to God. Please tune in next week, where we will continue to look into God's Word together.